It's the AO show. It's the AO, AO show. It's the AO show. It's the AO show. This is just my AO flow. It's the AO show. It's the AO show. And this is just my AO flow.
I'll let you go first, son.
I'm not going first.
Oh, man. All right, man. Look, y'all already know. It's the one and only big homie, Zig the Kid, the host with the most, the butter on the toast, a.k.a. Big Daddy Sugarcane, all that good stuff, Diamond in the Swamp, representing all time. What's happening with you, baby?
And it's Miss Busy and Booked.
Huh? Come on.
Reason why we ain't did an episode
at all. Mo Biggs, B.
He ain't seen me since the 99
2000. Lord, I ain't seen his Essence.
We're back.
Yeah.
From my Essence run. I literally have been working since Essence, though, so.
Hey, man. You know, you can't really complain about more money.
Since Essence.
Really?
Let me see what has happened since Essence. Scorpion drop. Pusha T got married.
Bruh. Underrated. Like, my man's. We ain't walking down the aisle, dog.
I just know his brother officiated.
Yeah, he had Malice officiate.
I mean, that's kind of dope, though.
Did he really walk down the aisle to grinding?
Oh, I don't know. I didn't hear those reports.
Oh, man.
Oh, that happened?
Hey, fool. That might have just been some Twitter talk, but it wouldn't surprise me at all.
Well, the fact that he performed at his wedding.
He did.
Who does that? The wedding rapper, not the wedding singer.
The wedding rapper. Hey, keep that on tuck. That might be a nice little movie idea.
Oh, yeah.
The wedding rapper. Yeah,
so
man.
So we're going to start off this podcast with a little bit of ignorance.
We come up with
it. Ignorante.
I'm here for
so,
it.
So Tristan cheated on Khloe Kardashian. Thompson.
So whatever
that
you're
went from. Off on.
Boom.
Off on Draymond Green.
Yeah.
Now reports are saying that Draymond Green actually came up to him to be like a peace offering, like wave right. a white flag, and Tristan stole off on it.
Yeah. Again. Hey, that's your solo fan. That's your boom boom. You gotta come over here with
it. Oh,
because he kind of tall. Kind of.
Yeah. Oh yeah, he stole off on that man.
Yeah.
And apparently LeBron James, the king,
and KD.
They had
to break it up.
Petty Crocker.
Oh man, Petty White.
Yeah, Petty Crocker.
Petty Murphy.
The, broke up the whole dilemma.
Yeah. So.
So you know. Tristan, let me tell you something. You in the news for everything but what you supposed to be in the news for, which is playing basketball.
Man, you know what that's about.
First of all, you think we don't know what's going on. You trying to deflect the fact that you know that you need to be out the league. So you're trying to do other things so people don't think about, oh, we should trade him. Because what did he ever do for the Cavs? How did he stay on the team? So,
he's
Ryan James strong arm guy.
He was just there to set up the low post to get the ball back to him.
He's his Memphis Bleak. He's like,
yikes, you gonna bleak that man? Dang.
Memphis Bleak is state property.
Yeah. You know that whole team, that whole economic situation revolves around LeBron. So, like, you see from everybody else that came around there, once they go there, their role kind of diminished. He kind of fell into that,
so
too.
So he was good somewhere else?
He kind of was producing before he got there, but you know when you get into the LeBron factory, you gotta give all that up.
He's producing just as much as Hoodie Mello produced when he take off the hoodie.
Yikes! See, and people want to hear me, man. I want a petition.
Let's go to that subject.
Mo Mello,
Hoodie Mello,
H-Time Mello. Got you know.
I'm just happy y'all the OKC.
Same, bro.
You know, I gotta be a fan. Happy he gone. But what I'm saying is. How come Hoodie Mello can't play the way he played in a hoodie without the hoodie?
Let me tell you.
Does
let me tell you why.
Have a superpower or something?
Because, bro.
Is it the heat that the hoodie produced?
Yeah, bro. Look. They need some kind of special, you know, hoodie jersey for my mans. He'll put up 30, 12, and 5
That's
every
what
night.
I just said. I said put the hood on a jersey.
Yeah. Because you know how Kyrie went off when he had the mask? Get that man a hood.
Where is it in the league rules that he can't have a hood on his jersey? Is there any rules that say that?
So somebody get Adam Silver on the phone, tell him we need that extension, pump, pump. You know what I'm saying?
Shout outs to his agent, because whoever his agent is.
Fast.
baby, he needs the award for best agent in life, because he's getting him out of one deal to the next, to the next, to the next, and he ain't losing a coin.
But look, did you peep the finesse that he did between those two deals, though?
Yes.
With the Hawks?
Yes. Like, he didn't even play.
He didn't play.
He got paid to not even play.
He got paid $5 million. Didn't even suit up with the boys. Like, that's what I aspire to be in life, man. I'm trying to be like Melo. I'm just trying to, you know. He's like.
When you go to law school, I need you to make sure you go find whatever books this guy read.
Look, hey, I need that information.
Because he read some books nobody else reading.
I'm telling you.
Clearly.
My man said he ain't worried about no chips. He got a gold medal. I'm like, boy, what you think? You Kurt Angle out here? Like, goddamn. Like, yo.
All
but
I'm
but
saying,
shout out to you. Get your money, black man. What you gotta say?
I can't believe he didn't play at all.
Bruh, he didn't.
Not a minute.
He didn't, but you gotta give the man his chips.
Not a minute.
Gotta give him his chips.
Hey, bro. Well, you know, so the NBA has been going through a lot of changes. So we have Hoodie Mello. He's officially in Houston.
Yeah, Kawhi and T-Dot.
First of all, Kawhi.
Kawhi,
you held out to go to Toronto?
Man.
What? Make it make sense. I'm already mad at PG.
Yeah. You thought it was going to be West Coast PG, man?
I didn't want it to be West Coast PG, but if he was going to stay, make it make sense.
Yeah.
Make the things make sense.
Mm-hmm.
He been saying all season he wasn't leaving. That's why I didn't understand what people kept saying. He's going to go to the Lakers. He's been saying all season he was staying in OKC. I don't know if y'all was paying attention.
I mean, look.
So, I'm
like, they're going to make it tough for him, bro.
Since LeBron has left the East, clearly Kyrie is going to be on top. Yes.
Okay.
All they got.
That's how you feel?
That's all they got. What do you got?
Hey, man, I feel like that's Sixers spot.
You just seen John
spot.
Wall looking like he snuffed the whole garbage bag of cocaine before his picture.
Hey, look.
He sure ain't going to be the
John
one.
John Wall is the personification of the word do it big, bro. Like, look, you get paid all this money. You ain't got time to take nothing light, bro. You got to do all the drink. Smoke all the dope, you know what I'm saying, and still make
but
it to
really
practice on the Mondays.
The NBA does get tested a lot, so I don't know what he's doing, but he must be passing. Hey. Who they got in the East? We got Kyrie and the Celtics.
So you got that stacked 76ers team.
I forget about
Joel
them.
Embiid and them.
They young though.
Yeah, all they need is some veteran, you know, some little veteran help, man, to get them through.
I'm rocking with Kyrie.
I mean, but it's
Uncle Drew gonna take it.
It's gonna be a Celtics Sixers thing.
It's not even gonna be Kyrie. It's gonna be Uncle Drew.
It's gonna be interesting East though. Like people sleep on that East though, man.
So, but in more petty news,
oh Lord,
Boogie said, "Fuck y'all," and left the Pelicans.
Hey man, let me tell you, bro.
And he said he ain't give a fuck about what he said. Let me tell you something.
He lying.
You could play that shit when you left fucking Sacramento. We take our teams real seriously in New Orleans. We get real attached to our players, and we welcome you. We let you come to a second night and rob your ass.
So what
I'm saying is, you owe us. We didn't rob you, my nigga. Like, we let you come and chill at the one of the biggest second lines in New Orleans.
Let me give you my spiel.
And this how you do it? This how you treat us?
He did this bad, bro. He did this bad. Like, dude, we let you ride Zulu. You know what I'm saying? My boy Boogie, my boy AD rocked your jersey in the All-Star game.
That is looking like a clown.
Like, come on, man. Like,
that boy AD said, if you ain't on the team with me,
you are my enemy. That was Tupac. That was Tupac speaking, bro. You ain't with me, you my enemy. Pairs life. You hear me, man? But hey,
I'm just saying. We did not. We let you come to the biggest second, one of the biggest second lines of the season, and nobody robbed.
I'm gonna tell you another thing.
We robbed for real anymore.
I have another theory behind that. Like, you know, he kind of low key has some jealousy behind that, because you know where that boy from. He from Mobile.
You think that's what he mad because they really think that they won't get
the Mardi Gras? They saw that. You know,
they might have invented it, but we prepared.
You know, they be throwing smothered turkey wings at their parades and stuff like that. Hey, maybe Rangel out there.
But so shout out to my guy Shannon Sharp, because I finally got a chance to watch a whole episode of their show. What I'm saying is, I actually could deal with Skip when he's with Shannon, when he was with the other one. Names would not be mentioned.
Stephen A. Smith?
Stephen A. Smith was just, he was loud, and I couldn't take that. And then you got Skip.
So you tell me you have the unadulterated gall to speak such blasphemy against
us? Yeah, I couldn't take that. Shane and is like my uncle up there. You know what I mean?
Like, shout out to Shane.
But he dropping a gem. So when this came out, he was saying how that, well, was it him or was it the guy? Who? What's the one that always is smoking? That drove the beat up Derek Fisher. What's his name?
Oh, man, Matt Barnes, man, a legend.
He was on that too, and Matt was, you know, him and Boogie's real close.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I spoke to him, blah, blah. You should have spoken to him, so I stay with the fucking Pelicans, which you should have said. But anyway, so he says that, so they were saying that the way the deal is set up because of how he's hurt, like, he cannot afford to get hurt this season.
Okay.
So if he gets, it's like he's almost, what's the word, auditioning.
Yeah.
For the NBA almost. Like you going to the, you going to the Golden State Warriors because you don't have to immediately suit up and play.
No.
You know you could sit and kinda, you know, ease your way back into the game. However, the injury you had is so problematic that if it happens again or something happens to you, or you know, you got noodles for legs like Derrick Rose,
yikes,
then you messed up in the game.
I mean,
now you're not going nowhere.
You gotta flip it around. So I mean, can you really be mad at Cuz for taking another offer when he had something on the table?
I'm mad at the way
he lost his value.
You're lying and keep saying nobody offered you no deals.
Gotcha.
They keep saying it's too many reports are saying no. You were offered a deal before the season ended.
Mm-hmm.
You were offered a deal after the season ended. They assessed when the reason why I was less money after the season because they assessed your injury and was like, okay, wait a minute.
Yeah,
you know what
it's,
I mean?
It's not looking as good as we thought it was.
Right.
It's kind of iffy.
So what are you really fuck you, Boogie. And I used to like you.
Yikes.
I had a crush on you.
Yikes. We gonna have an intervention, man. We gonna invite my boy to the AO show one time, man. Just, we gonna call him.
I'm gonna invite him.
Lord,
and gonna rock.
Lord. But yeah, nah, man.
Right.
Like,
yeah, you're right. We're all going to invite him. We're gonna get his ass rocked.
Oh, nah. But look, man, look. I mean, much success to you, but you know. But you're riding the coattail, man. This wasn't the way to do it, man. This wasn't the way to do it.
So we're going to take a break from the basketball. And since we missed, and we talked, I think the last time we talked with Rap Brandon, we were talking about our anticipation for Scorpion. We're going to briefly speak about it. Because, Scorpion's been out a while. I think it's a month strong now. About a month.
Yeah, about a month now.
I was playing Drake during Essence. So about a month. I personally... because I'm an Aubrey Graham fan. I go way back to comeback season.
Mm-hmm.
Personally, I think that, to be my honest opinion is, you can tell that he went back and adjusted the album because of the push.
Oh, yeah, he definitely did.
We know that.
Yeah.
I feel like pretty much the whole second album, second part, I pretty much like that whole thing.
I
can pretty much rock through that whole second one through whatever it is.
Yeah,
I can much rock through that whole thing.
Amen.
Ratchet Happy Birthday is kind of.
You know what? The name was so misleading.
Yeah, then you got some
I expected a 2 Chainz feature somewhere.
Man.
Some heavy 808s.
But
mm-hmm.
let me see. I think that on the first, I'm gonna say on the first one, we could have took out. I hate to say the Jay-Z joint because of that joint.
Oh, you didn't like the Zimmerman line?
We just could have took it out. I just didn't think
I
we
get
needed.
You. I
it's
get
just,
you.
It fell flat.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even, this is how much I don't listen to Is There More. I didn't really need that one. Like, I really and truthfully, the first part could have stopped that Mob Ties.
Yeah, yeah.
And then we could have moved on.
Wait.
Could have took out what, Summer Game? I don't know what the hell Summer Game's up peak. I don't know.
Go back and listen to it. That's Summer Game. That's some old ovulation music.
Oh, okay. That's what I thought. Yeah. That's why I haven't been listening to it. I don't even listen to ovulation music.
Yeah. Hey, but
Ratchet Happy Birthday. Everything else in the Michael Jackson bun.
He could have really got The Weeknd to do the exact same thing.
Right.
I tell the engineers, they kind of mess with his voice a little bit too much.
Yeah.
And it didn't really come out.
We don't need you to mess with Mike's voice.
But
my voice is
my
voice.
I think that
we got a well-rounded Drake.
Yeah.
I think that we got different pieces from each album that has come out, except for the Jamaican Drake.
Yeah.
And it came together in this little... gumbo melting pot.
Right. Here's my spiel on it. I mean, I like it, but like you said, I mean, I can tell that everything on the outside kind of messed with him. He kind of had to throw that line in. I wasn't hiding the world from my son. I was hiding my son from the world.
What's messed up is...
Well, other way around. Whatever.
What's messed up is I hate that the way we are with social media now, we feel like these artists are owed it to us to tell us these things.
They're not entitled to nothing.
When you really look at the situation as a whole, as far as his baby mama baby situation, he had some ratchet shit going on. Like, he did. Got a ratchet bitch pregnant, pretty much.
He said, but he said it was on the first time. On the
The
first, you shot
like, when he was saying that, and then he was like, basically, he was warned about this particular thing, and he fucked up and did what everybody told him not to do. You know,
and he fell right in the cycle.
Right again. Into it, you know. So, yeah. I feel like we want our artists, or we expect our artists to tell us things that they don't necessarily. Like, I have a friend who just had a baby. I have not seen that baby. I don't. You know how someone with the baby look like? I happen to see her at a restaurant. We don't have to. It's not these people's job to tell us every fucking thing that happened. And I understand why people feel that way about people like Drake, because in a sense, he seems perfect. You know, like, he don't, you know,
he ain't got no
he's flow, this old, he ain't got no kids, he ain't got no secret, well,
nah, the cat's out the bag, the cat's meowing right now, B.
Like, I just tell somebody, I said, I wasn't taking up a drink, but we don't know if that line was always on that, well, we know it wasn't
the high part, but
what I was told was, and We had it in a March 14 track. There was like he had already planned to say something about the kid on the album prior to the whole Pusha T set.
And
clearly the March 14 track is clearly definitely was not there after that. Sounds like something he just talking about all these different things. So I just feel like, you know, the album is kind of, you know.
But it's a Drake album.
He said at the end of More Life, take a break and I'll come back and tell you how it is.
A lot of developments happened.
Took a break,
and the nigga almost broke a foot off of your ass.
The best way he could have came back at Pusha T was him putting that fly shit on there. When he was like, I'm not about to argue with you. And I was just like, you know. But then there's also, happy. I can't think about what song it is. So I was like, oh, this bitch about Kanye. The little Too Late Mob Ties. That lovey-dovey shit. I'm like, because Kanye will come back with the bitch, we not brothers. You let this man really like come at me. My pen game been there for you, my nigga.
It is what it is at the end of the day. Only thing that was lacking for me, bro, like with this album, I wanted to hear like the authentic Toronto like side of him. That was kind of coming out on the More Life.
But he kind of
disappeared a little bit.
But you know what? He got such a bad. I think he probably put it back in because it got a bad reception of people. Like, who is he? This is my thing. That's just like saying, if I guarantee you, if on the Carter Five, Wayne put a bounce song on there, right? And Wayne has no fire, he has no soul. I'm just throwing it out there. But if he put it on there, niggas will be like, well, why are you trying to be? But that's the culture. And I felt like, I'm not going to say that the culture in Toronto is not Jamaican. Clearly, because fucking Tory Lanez do it all the time. It's like, I just feel like things that he do is always 10 times blown up. But then I don't think people look at the fact that he went and put people from London on a fucking album that he didn't know. He didn't have to do that.
That's a part of Toronto, though.
They don't look at the bigger picture of things that he's always extending these courtesies to artists and producers that he don't have to do. He can pull throw Wayne on a couple of tracks, Nicki on one, and
that's it.
And be done. Like, nothing else. He can a party next door and be.
Right. So at the end of the day, he's still showing love to people, but he can't do right or wrong by people.
But let me tell you something. I heard this In My Feelings video is a bunch of
There's a bunch of what?
See, Cortez, you didn't call me. This is to everything you do, from Color Purple, everything you do.
Hey, man, but you know.
Nah, I just feel like I don't want Shiggy in the video. I was in the video. I didn't want the.
Come on, you know Shiggy gonna be in the video.
First of all, that was the stupidest challenge ever, because nobody in New Orleans dances like that, and I was so mad that Odell Beckham got involved in it. Nigga, you from New Orleans, you know we don't do that shit.
Me from Edery, but whatever. Here's the thing, bro. It went viral it's just marketing at this point. I'm just glad some of the homies actually got some of their work up in there, like the boy Cole. He actually got some of his murals up in there. It's authentic. You know, damn if you do, damn if you don't.
That nonstop video, I like that one.
Yeah.
That shit, at the beginning with the concert, I was like, bro, this is really how his concert is. I don't think y'all understand. Like, if you've never been to a Drake concert, you can't judge it. I know people that hate Drake. and might have to take like their girlfriend or something to the concert. Was like, son, I ain't know. I was like, yes, it goes down. Shame, bro. I was like, and he some kind of way he manages to do almost every song that he's ever created, mm-hmm. and you be leaving the concert trying to figure out, did I hear?
Yeah, you heard it. He went through the whole repertoire. Man, but Drake said it, man. Behind doors, a lot of six God worshipers, man. Like, people hate it.
He just said it.
Hey,
and he got under fire for that because he said something that was true.
Yeah, he said, like, y'all was, like, ending this man's career.
Now y'all jumping out the car.
We kiki. Like, come on. Cut the boo-boo, man.
Like, come on.
Cut the boo-boo, man.
So, I agree. You know, I just think that I've said it on this podcast, I've said it on my show, I've said it in conversations with people. I think that once you get the Young Money stamp, that's just the popular thing to hate it.
Yeah, he's Teflon, though.
Because I didn't know. Somebody just told me, they was like, yeah, I didn't like Tyler, the Creator, because he didn't like Wayne. What?
Say what?
You look just like him almost. Like, you almost act exactly like this man.
Well, he act like me, yeah.
And you didn't like him? Are you fucking crazy? And it was like, he didn't start liking him until he met him. I said, but you literally are like a weird version of him.
Yeah. it's just weird. So people are just weird like that, dog.
Speaking of the card, I'm waiting for this card to finally be free.
Hey, man, look. Wherever's at, whatever 3.1 floor for floppy disk it's on.
Please.
Whatever,
release
bro.
Release it.
Free it. I just want them to get a little bit with the times, you know what I'm saying?
But what if it's not, you know?
Just get a little bit with the times and, you know, adjust.
Like
just
what?
Adjust a little bit.
You think it might not be?
Like, I don't want.
I think they probably did go back in the land.
Yeah,
they're gonna have to take the songs out that was for that time.
Right. Yeah, because I don't want to hear this and he got lying talking about like Tila Tequila.
The T-Wayne that they released.
Yeah, it sounded like, dated. Yeah, this would have been like a great 2009 album. I don't want that to happen with C5. So you know.
And then again, I ain't gonna lie. If it did happen, I'm still gonna be happy.
Fuck it.
Because I feel like regardless if it's dated music or not, he gonna be spitting.
Right. He's gonna drop them bars. Just you know.
So I'm just happy about the C5 finally being. We don't know.
I'm happy about my dog getting out of that
thinking,
bad situation.
What if it come out like a secret album right before the Louisiana Fest? Because that's at the end of August.
That would be live. That we'd be live.
Speaking of,
get Taz on the phone, David.
Speaking of August albums.
Uh-oh.
My girl, Nikki.
Hey, that's your girl, man.
It's tough being a Barbie these days. Hey,
ain't
it's
it?
Tough being a Barbie. You know, I'm not one of those people who are fans of artists and won't say what it is because I'm a fan. The reason why I can't fully say she fell off is because she gets on other people's singles and she spits
she
for her
rip. She
and
rips.
She rip them. But then she released her own songs, and you're like, what the fuck is this?
She flip them.
What the fuck? Now, the 6ix9ine thing, the song, to be honest, is not a horrible song.
Nah, it's just a visual.
The
song,
yeah.
Sticking with the bucket.
But the song, with the fact that you aligned yourself with somebody that everybody hates, is what is making people question you and call you corny and all this stuff. And just being a Nicki fan, that's just who she is. She's a person that she don't really care what you think about the person. If she felt like she liked the verse or whatever, she met them and they had some type of vibe, she gonna fuck with them. But it's like, where is the people in your camp that's telling you, no, ma?
Don't do that, no, beat. Yo, that's a bad look, mother.
No, ma.
I don't know, man.
Your camp is not coming up for you.
I'm gonna tell you what I think she thought, bro. You know, folks always say controversy sells, man.
It does.
My man's always in the mix with something, and you know, I kind of had to think about it.
Didn't happen though.
Look, that's the thing, but that gets fixed.
I was like, damn, he not even really.
He ain't
horrible.
He ain't. He can, but this is the crazy part. Cuz can actually go a little bit, but he just does dumb
stupid
ass shit.
Right.
Which, you know, I just contribute that to
what,
him
was
being young.
Same thing with Uzi, though. When Uzi first came out, because he had, you know, like people dismiss his Bad and Boozy verse just because he be going, yeah.
That's all there is.
Everything after that is flames.
Yeah, so and then that wasn't even bad, but you know, man.
But I remember when he first came out, you know, got that big of a light on him. Mm-hmm. People were just like, what is it? And I kind of fell in love. I was like, oh, I ain't going to listen to him. And then I just happened to one day play the whole Bad and Boozy. And I was like,
okay. Cuz actually be real. Yeah, he be spilling with some.
Then he murdered Meek on his song. And I was like, wait a minute.
I didn't expect this.
ASAP Mob putting him on the first ASAP Mob album.
Yeah.
Kind of like opened my eyes, like, okay.
It was a cool name.
I don't know, Nikki. And speaking of people who are controversial like that, Who? This, what's the guy? Bunk guy?
Oh, Bunk Man.
Let me tell y'all. I don't know him. Mm-hmm. I don't follow him. I don't pretend to want to follow him. But I have a soft spot for what's happening with him.
Now the fame's eating him. Is aiding him alive.
It's eating him alive because I think that he wasn't ever supposed to have it.
Yeah, no.
And he doesn't know what to do with it. Because what does he do?
Right.
Like, you have all this fame, but it's so hinging upon a person that, first of all, you went from, he was a handsome young man. He just look crazy. Now you, like, I wonder if he sits home and look at himself in the mirror and just be like, I fucked up.
He don't know what he see in the mirror, bro.
I think that's what I'm thinking that's what
I'm going to tell you, bro, from personal experience, bro, status is one of the biggest killers of, like, just people in general. Like, if you so used to being at a certain spot, bruh,
right,
you do everything that you can to try to keep that, not knowing that eventually it's supposed to go away, you know what I'm saying?
But like Drake said, chill out for a little while.
Yeah.
And then coming on, but it's so sad because I don't wish death upon nobody, but if he does not fix his circle, it's going to happen.
Son.
Because his circle is just standing there.
Yeah, like, look at him. He's going crazy, man. He turned up.
No, he's not.
Like, no, he's...
He passed out in a podcast interview. In the middle of the fucking interview because you just that fucking...
All right, dog. And that just goes to show, bro, you got to have some solid folks in your corner,
you
man.
You have to.
Because, like, man, if I see any of my dogs falling off like that, I'm pulling to the side like, hey, you got to slow down. You got to slow the fuck down, man. Like just, look at yourself,
right,
bro.
Right, it's just, and it's so sad because he's so young.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like, even with the Demi Lovato thing, I feel like she obviously she was smoking fucking meth. So you clearly do not have the right people.
She's been in Denim Springs. So
first of all, you a whole millionaire star, and you smoking the broke people drugs.
Say G. Hey, that money don't mean nothing.
And I didn't know she came into the game with a drug problem.
Yeah, she had a bad opioid problem.
She came into the game like that. It was definitely imperative that she had the right team of people around her, because now, like they said, like I seen somebody post on Twitter with about the Bone situation. What happens is when you give these people fame that's not supposed to have it, now you're giving them access, too much access, to do whatever the fuck they want.
Like, yeah.
A normal person can't do all of this shit because we can't fucking afford it. And we just gonna be crackheads and, you know, homeless and stuff.
Man.
They're able to afford to do all these drugs, probably get them for free, whatever,
right,
and still have a house, have a car, have money, you know.
Yeah, they have access to
somewhat
it.
Somewhat look normal, you know. It's like,
it just makes it
it's
worse.
Nothing being up for grabs. Like, their life is not really being altered by it.
Right.
So I feel like, It's just so sad. Like, I hate to see him go through it. And I don't know him.
Yeah. But you can't help but feel it,
like,
from the inside.
What the fuck?
From the outside, you can't help but feel it, bro.
I was saying this to somebody today. I said, you know, I read the article with Mac Miller talking about his breakup and stuff with Ariana Grande. Now, before this article came out, she's like America's sweetheart.
Yeah, yeah.
So, he had these drug issues, so obviously... And I ain't gonna lie, she fed into it because the way she made it seem like they broke up behind his issues, when you know damn well he had the issues when he came into the relationship. So
hey, you know what
it probably was
more with.
So of just the relationship just dissolved more than anything. I'm like, so we gonna say he got problems when she just got engaged? She sound like she got problems.
Right,
she
didn't
jump from Big Sean to him to this. So I'm just saying,
there's a pattern here
saying,
that
Sean
nobody addressed.
They
swinging, ain't it?
They still rocking.
Yeah, okay.
They still rocking.
Hey,
and
bro.
She got this fucking face tattoo on her.
They better still. Oh, man, that's
like
a
face on somebody. Oh,
that's a face.
Man, you can't just walk away from that.
Yeah, you gonna see that every day.
Yeah, we gotta work this out. So I just, but you know, so in the article, he was saying, hey, Shawty, he was saying how people questioned the fact, you know. Anybody who's ever followed Mac Miller knows that, you know, he goes back and forth with Schoolboy Q. He's very active on social media, but they play for weight, you know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Very active. And he was saying how, you know, where did we get to the point where, he's like, I didn't feel like I needed to get on social media. He's like, I'm fine, but I didn't feel like I needed to get on social media to tell a person I was fine. He was like, I just took a step back from it on some, like, I need a break from social media. He was like, I didn't feel like, because I broke up with somebody, I needed to get on my social media and whatever post up I need to post just so you could feel like, you know, I'm fine when I know I'm fine. Hey, Zella, when I know I'm fine. So that's the whole thing with this whole social media thing. We always have these feels, y'all. Right. I can't ever say about social media, but
that's fine. I'm telling
I feel you, like that. Like, when as a whole did we decide that I gotta post a picture to show that I'm okay, and I gotta do this and I gotta do, and I ain't gonna lie, I will say this. I check myself daily with my social media, mm-hmm. because it's easy to get caught up in the likes, the retweets, the attention. I don't give a fuck who you are. Everybody is going to like the attention from it.
Right.
I don't care who you are. That's just a natural human thing. But you have to step back and be like, okay,
right.
am I doing too much? Is my life being consumed by how much likes I get?
Right. And you got to really think about it, though. Like, what's the value in all that at the end of the day, bro? Like, nothing. Like, it's just instant gratification, bro.
I know somebody that bought followers recently, right?
Trippy.
So, look, I went on their page, and I was like, oh, damn, we got about the same amount of followers. But in the real world, like, so social media-wise, follow-wise, we level, because we was level, same followers.
Mm-hmm.
But in the real world, you're way more popular than me. Right. We do the same thing, you're way more popular than me. But you bought followers. Like,
right.
I don't know if you didn't think anybody was going to notice that you're not going to get 5,000 followers overnight and you ain't do nothing.
Right.
You're just not going to get it. And then I'm looking and, you know, you click on the followers, there's a bunch of, like, Asian people. It's just like,
yeah, bro.
It looks like you bought your followers, son, you know.
Like, you ain't got to do that.
I say all that to say that, like you said, none of that equates money.
Or
unless
happiness.
You're going to use it. The most important thing, it don't equate to happiness or peace of mind or nothing like that. So I, you know, and I'm not going to lie, during this whole, you know, we old, so we didn't see social media grow from Black Man to MySpace.
Bingo.
To, remember college, what it was, college something?
Wow. Like Tag, you remember Tag?
Yeah. Oh. Seen it grow, you know, mm-hmm. So going through the different things. I was that girl when I was in a relationship. I got to post 59,000 pictures of me and my significant other. And I was the person that vented all the time on Twitter, vented all the time on Facebook. I've been there. But now that I'm older and I like my privacy, yeah, every now and then I might get super angry and vent at 3 o'clock in the morning on Twitter. Probably by noon, I done deleted
it. Right. Man, you drop something on
it,
man.
I just feel like we all get to the point, but now that I see the value in keeping,
yo,
like they say,
bro,
the best things don't make it to social media. Right. I see the value in that. Like, I like the fact that I have pictures in my phone, the videos in my phone that y'all have never seen.
Son.
But I could go back and be like, oh, I remember that.
That's crazy. Hey, man, look, anybody listening, bro, man, if I ain't never gave you no advice, this is some good advice, bro. Dog, these people, you don't owe these people shit,
nothing,
bro. You don't owe them nothing. Like, bro, like, it's okay to disconnect sometimes, bro. I do it very often.
I tell people all the time, it's okay to recharge. It's okay to sit back and do something that has nothing to do with your grind.
Like, live in the moment,
dog.
You
might sit up and watch a Law and Order marathon and eat a tub of ice cream. That's your recharge. Bottom
pecan,
your recharge. You know what I'm saying? And then sometimes, well, my recharge lately has been the fact that I am busy. So I'm DJing, I got time to be posting, and you know, I try to do the little things that I'm supposed to do, but I'm happy that I'm to the point with my career where my social media has to be driven by my career. So I don't have to worry about, I don't have to be like,
right.
Twitter fingering.
See, man. So like, don't stress yourself out over there.
I don't even know what to tweet, because Twitter has become such this viral tweet sensation.
Mm-hmm.
Everything is a viral thing. Everything is a, I don't even know. Like, I do more retweeting than tweeting.
Hey, man. And another one, bro. Like, this is another thing, bro. The reason why, how I get by, bro, it's like, dog, you got
to
leave some things a mystery to these people, bro.
You really do,
man.
I've seen a post that said, like, private, the best private people tell you little about themselves, but they do it in such a way that you think you knew so much. There's some people that think they know so much about me.
Right.
And then they might sit down and talk to me, and it's like, oh. Yeah, it's gotta not, keep a better trust.
And look, and imagine this too. Like, if you give people everything, every part of yourself, you know, and y'all actually like meet each other,
what
are y'all going to talk about, bro? Like, look, I love being mysterious, bro. I admit it. And like, you know, I'm a
how the ladies love him. Mr.
Yeah, it's the intrigue. I guess. Yeah.
Who is that?
Like
guy that's always on the couch.
Like, what makes him tick? Like, and look, that's a conversation piece right there. You know what I'm saying? Don't put all your cards on the table. Hide them spades, man.
And we're gonna end this little blurb with just keep a genuine group of people around you.
Straight up, man.
I'm fortunate to always have had that. Like, I've never had, like, a yes man group of people around me. And I know a lot of people aren't fortunate enough for that, but keep those friends that check you are the ones you want to keep around you.
Straight up. Straight like that, man.
Like, you want to keep the friend that's going to say, you ain't ready, that ain't right, or what you doing? That's right. Not your character. Why you doing this? You want those people around you because, like, especially with Instagram, mm-hmm. we can create whatever image we want to put out there. So straight I can up. Create this certain image, but there's probably a group of people looking at my Instagram like,
Look at this
clown, look at this motherfucker. Like, she know damn well. Like, it's in the past couple weeks, I've learned so many stuff about so many people that I look at their Instagram like that now. Mm. Like, ugh.
Like, damn, man, you just a clown. You wilding for the gram, man. Like, what you get when you log out?
But who's bro? Not wilding for the gram is LeBron James. He's wilding
for the culture.
He's wilding
for the inner city.
I'm glad that I looked at a couple of videos before we did this. So Jalen Rose was on something talking. And I didn't even know Jalen Rose had opened up like a leadership academy
in Detroit, yeah.
And he was saying how he mentioned the guy who invented the moonwalk.
Yeah.
So he was saying how, well, this is the guy that invented the moonwalk. Mm-hmm. But Michael Jackson is the one who popularized it and made it pop. He was like, and that's pretty much what LeBron James has done. He was like, he's not the first. He went the name of like all these athletes that have a bunch of people I didn't know have schools.
Yeah.
I forgot that Diddy have a school. Queen forgot about that.
What's that? Can't Stop Won't Stop Academy?
I'm sick.
Take that high.
I'm sick.
Take that 35. Oh my God. Take that. Okay. Hey, focus. Let's go.
The fact that you came up with like six names. I was in Harlem, so it could be the Harlem Shake.
Ooh.
Harlem Shake
Preparatory College Academy.
That's an Uzi shoulder. That
ain't no shit. I can't sit down. Ooh, shit. Ooh, throw it up. Ooh.
Catch it.
Ooh, okay.
Anyway, but he was saying how, but none of these people are like a NBA champion. Mm-hmm. He wasn't a champion. He was like, you know, the one thing I said, Jalen Rose gave me a hint about his career. He was like, I wasn't no champion. I wasn't right. no all-star. I'm not regarded as one Bulls of the greatest players. He was like,
Bulls drop the 80 piece on you, boy.
He was like, I wasn't regarded as one of the greatest players alive, blah, blah. He said, so of course, when I open a school, it more seems like it's coming from a bubble like an actual greater good thing.
Yeah.
But what I will say is, I agree with everybody saying the thing that I love about the iPrimer school and what I have experienced. Like, I wasn't an average youth as far as my parents were dirt poor.
Right.
But I was an average youth because I didn't have the two-parent household.
Mm-hmm.
I had the mama who did what she had to do to make sure that I didn't know that we didn't have all this money.
Yeah.
Like, I thought we had money until I got to my high school.
She was making ends
meet. And I was like, so we poor? You know, we were poor, but you know, I thought we was like way more
rich. Yeah.
But you know, I was the at-risk person that any wrong decision, it could have went the wrong way.
Right.
You know, I didn't stay on this particular path. But like Jalen Rose said, unfortunately, we live in America where your zip code determines your level of, you know, shame. Education.
Yeah.
What type of playing field you're gonna be on, and it's never really. I'm sorry, it's not really equal. For people, brown and black people, it's not equal for us.
They start disadvantaged.
We start a lot of times at a disadvantage. Like now, with you know, our generation wanting to give our kids more, it's not as bad as it was before, but it's still bad. You know, so the fact that LeBron James never forgot—that's as far as the person. I love him as a person. I've always said that I love LeBron James off the court. Love him.
Yeah.
On the court, can't fuck with you. Off the court, love him.
Damn.
But I just feel like to be somebody at his level and to never forget about the kid from Akron.
Right.
He never, you know, some people get to this level and they forget about that person he was. And, you know, I didn't know that.
Dang, a never going back.
Was the way that his little release.
Like, that's real.
Yeah,
like
if you, when you look at the things that the iPrimer school is giving, it's fucking ridiculous that that's not something that should be a standard in schools. We're giving free breakfast, lunch, and snacks.
I forgot that
you have to fucking pay to eat at school. Yeah. And you're making me go to school.
Right.
I forgot about that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and the free bicycles, the best thing that I saw, and it almost I could have cried. Because I've had friends that would go home and didn't know if they was going to eat or
their parents was working so much that they didn't have time to cook, you know, just whatever. Right. You have a whole pantry that these people can come shop at.
Right.
So
that's real.
You know.
Something like.
And then you also offering GED services for the parents.
For the parents, job placement, you know, services.
Job placement. You offering, you know, like
free tuition to the college, to Akron University.
He's also offering, like, it's, I don't want to say like therapy, but you know, all those factors that the families and the kids deal with that they don't have nobody to talk to. He's right. offering that. So, like Jalen Rose said, what makes his stuff so revolutionary is he's leveling the playing field. Definitely. By doing this, because I didn't even know this, so Jalen Rose said it. He was like, you know, the school is third or fourth grade or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
He was like, you know, the prisons, they use tests that they test third graders with. That's how they decide how they're going to fill prisons.
Right, right, right.
So you have kind of...
Yeah, rock he's trying, like, trying to reverse okay, no, city school to prison
this.
Pipeline
yeah,
pattern.
We're not going
to
fucking do this. Like,
yeah,
so
yeah, yeah.
I applaud him, and I definitely want to applaud Jalen Rose because his school actually graduated their first class in 2000. It's been out for a while, 2015.
Yeah.
And he said the way their model is, it's not a 9 through 12 model. It's a 9 through 16, meaning like we're trying to see them all the way through college.
Come on now.
So he was like, we kind of gotten to that point. So... shout outs to all the black men that's stepping up and saying, we're not going to do this no more. We're not going to stand by it. And to be honest, people, a person like LeBron James, he can't take all that money with him. He can't even give all that money to his fucking kids.
And look,
like, so the fact that he's putting this much of his, you know, his income into this.
That's a real thing. And I'm seriously hoping that this is going to be like a catalyst to change for, like, you know, people to go back, invest in their own community and their own people. Because, I mean, at the end of the day, dog, we're all we got.
And sometimes it doesn't have to be a school. You know, I have my plans for my little clinic. A little average youth thing. I'm not going to say it on here because I'm going to steal it.
Yeah. Keep that on the top.
But, I mean, I feel like when I was a kid, the things that helped me why I didn't go left was because I had access to different type of programs that was interest to me.
Mm-hmm.
I was always into science. So I went to like Saturday Science Academy.
Come on now.
And just different things that I did. You know, I did as a kid that, you know, it kept me from, I tell people I was a boy crazy because I was always doing something else. I was in a band. I was doing this. But once my mama started doing it for me and I got to an age where I can pick it. That's why I tell my friends that have kids. Let your kids do stuff.
Let them explore.
They don't do it the next year because they're going to get so used to doing stuff that when they get to the age like 13, 14, they're going to start picking their own.
Right.
I want to do something. I don't want to sit at home. I want to do something. So I definitely applaud it because I feel like, you know, cities like Akron, definitely New Orleans, definitely Cleveland.
Peace.
You know, Baton Rouge even.
Mm-hmm.
Need those things. Like, I really hate that Baton Rouge doesn't have a lot of those type of things for kids, or it's just the art community or the creative community or even the sports.
We're working on it, bro.
Real big about the sports, but yeah. You know, I feel like, you know, to be somebody, LeBron James, I'm gonna stress this to people, don't owe it to nobody to do this. He does not have to do this,
no,
at all. And I think that the reason why he's getting backlash from the few people that's stupid enough to do it is because it's coming across like, oh, he's the first. He never said he was the first. He's saying, I see the need for something in my community, and I'm going to fix it.
Put it there, yeah.
I'm not going to have somebody, because everybody who's coming out of Akron is not going to be LeBron James. Not going to happen. So to prevent all these kids from just keep going through this little cycle, let me put them on a different path. You know what I'm saying? That's even, what's the guy? Ted Ginn,
yeah.
When he started his academy. Look who that produced. Marshawn Lattimore,
mm-hmm.
Justin Hardy. You know what I mean? Like, all it took was for somebody to say, okay, these boys need some type of guidance. And they'd be the first to tell you that it all started with them going to that particular school.
Right. And then, you know, anybody listening, it doesn't have to be on the same scale, bro. You can make a difference, you know, with whatever reason. Yeah, but anything to keep these kids off the streets, off these damn drugs. Yeah.
And that's what really is driving me to, you know, make sure everything is in line so I can do what I want to do. Because she wanted to do radio. She was so unique in the situation because she was a black girl, but she didn't want to be a hip-hop person. She liked EDM.
Right, right.
So even though she just looked at me like, oh my God, you make it happen.
Yeah.
How can I? And you know, she was excited. I would give her home, do this, go home. You know what I'm saying? And you know, we kind of lost touch because of her living situation, different things.
Mm-hmm.
But just to see that, all it took was her coming to my radio show a couple of times a week. You know, a couple of months. She came every Tuesday, and I would talk to her, and I was, oh, did you do this? Did you do that? Just that little bit of attention. It didn't cost me any money.
At all.
It didn't cost me any money to do that, you know? And so, I think that we don't, you know, like I just seen Taz post something that was like, you know, if you're more wealthy than others, build a longer table and not a fence.
Right.
Like, it's about saying, I'm not going to do this. I'm not going to take the person and give it to the person that's up here. It's like, okay, I got something. Okay, now Ziggy, you got something. Now this person got something.
It's like, it's just all about access at the end of the day, bro. Right. It's all about access. So you don't know. Right. And then you're it is, and you don't know, like, I mean, just showing that kid something else, you don't know what that's going to do in the long run.
You don't give kids access to the right things.
What's going to happen?
You have a shooting on fucking Claiborne Avenue. Claiborne fucking Avenue, which is like the second biggest avenue in New Orleans. Like, that bitch run through the entire fucking city down
pretty
here.
Much, yeah.
And what, it was 10 shots?
10, bro.
3 dead or something like that. Yeah, it doesn't matter. It was way too many fucking people that lost their life. And you know where it was at? In front of a fucking daiquiri spot and a chicken spot. But when Skip was giving away all these fucking bikes and everything else, no press.
No press.
Now y'all can't all do press alone.
Cause
not gonna lie.
And then I know about what Skip doing for the community.
I don't even wanna. It's like, it made me be like, damn, I fucking go to Chicken and Waffles. Like, fuck. Yeah. Like, a nigga might go get a chicken plate and get shot. Like, I do think like that, but at the same time, this is, I'm telling you, because I come from a city like this. This is what happens when you have a city where people are not giving back to the community and they're not making sure the community is straight. I love my city, but they don't make sure the community is straight. And then when shit like that happened, it's like, well, what happened? Why did that happen? That's not the kid that went down the wrong path, though. The money you're supposed to be using for it is in your pocket, first of all.
Yeah, ain't got to the potholes.
So
shit.
That's why I always see people say, oh, well, Wayne need to do this and Baby need to do this and blah, blah, blah. First of all, I don't think y'all know how New Orleans work.
Nerd.
Wayne tried to open a skate park and had to close it down because there was really nobody to keep it. You know how many kids that would have helped?
Shit.
You know how many kids excited when he opened it up?
Right.
So you know how many, you know how big the skate culture just blew, for whatever reason, just blew up in New Orleans anyway. But there's really nowhere for these kids to for real go.
Right. It's just that one joint under the bridge, I think. Yeah. I've seen that. Yeah.
And it's like, you know, I just feel like we wanna be so, well, LeBron James it is. I'm happy he did it. Cause I feel like Jalen Rose. Happy you did it, because maybe more people gonna follow suit, right, and say, okay,
I think we got the money to do this, it's gonna have a positive effect, bro. But like, we just gotta do our best.
What Akon doing for his country in Africa?
No, he gave like a million people electricity, bro.
Like, those things matter,
and they're not putting the media enough, bro.
It matters, but we ready to put, when you know somebody did this, somebody did that, they did, oh, this person, you know, y'all got all the media on this Me Too movement. Not saying that shit is not important, but your children matter. Like, that's my soft spot, children. Yeah. And apparently
it's all about the seeds, man. It's all about the seeds
matters.
And people that's going through,
so shout out to LeBron James.
So they stormed up.
More ignorance.
Ah, shit.
We go. 19-minute song from young Robert Kelly.
We don't speak on that, man.
We don't speak on that.
Ah, hell, man. I can't get down with young urination.
You can't read. You have no money. And you seem to think that. I hate to say it. I hate to agree with somebody like him, but he does have a point.
Ah, yeah.
So it was okay for you, Hefner, to have this. He pretty much had the same thing. He just was a Playboy mansion.
Well, he.
But.
Them was of age women.
Yeah, and I don't think Robert Kelly understand. You really have a cult, my nigga. Like, you're keeping people in rooms. They have to call, text you and ask you when they could. But this is what's even worse about that. Yeah. I read the article. And this is later. It was like a radio personality, I think, in Dallas or whatever they were talking to. She was a grown-ass woman and she got caught up. I said, bitch, you grown.
People get caught up in that song, though.
I don't know what the mystique is about R. Kelly, because he's so big that people let him get away with so fucking much that they get
It's like I don't know, bro. I guess when you make I Believe I Can Fly, you do whatever the hell you want to, right?
If he can't read, this is what I understand. So he can't read, right? So why he singing the songs? I thought he wrote his songs.
He's ghostwriting this whole time. Nah, bro. I mean, hey, you ain't gotta know how to read to play piano.
You know what I'm saying? Wayne go off the dome, so he's singing off the dome like
probably. Probably doing a sentence at a time. You know what I'm saying? And
now this line is I Believe I Can Fly. I believe I can touch the sky. Is that what they're doing? Like, I'm just trying to figure it out.
I don't know. Whatever it is.
But the fact that he can't read is why he does not have any money. That's my thoughts.
Yeah,
he don't own none of his masters. He don't own his contracts. That's why he always on tour.
Tripping, man. Like, a lot of people are like slaves in their contract because they don't understand all the terms to their shit.
$50 million.
He did a fucking Space Jam soundtrack, man. What the fuck?
50 easy. Just off of 12 Play alone.
Yeah, off 12 Play, Chocolate Factory, all that. But they don't make no excuse for like him just being a foul person
Let me stop. Disclaimer. Yeah. I did not listen to the 19-minute song. Shout out to Mugs for listening to it and telling us everything that was in the song.
Because I still ain't pressed play on that.
I ain't listening to that. That's
like,
I can't get back. I'm
trying. Right. We already know what you did at this point.
Yeah, like 19 minutes
of my life,
I can't get back. I'm so
sorry. It's kind of late to try to save face with that.
The damage is done. Somebody got to record his studio session because I got to see how this go down.
Maybe he can't read past like middle school level.
You can't read.
Nah. It's like
my grandmother's illiterate. She can probably see her name and that's it.
He probably ain't no bat, cat, dog.
Right. So he don't know the lyrics to his own song.
Some people can say it but can't read it though. You know, it's weird. Some people can say they can't spell it. You might be one of them.
Musical genius is so two totally different things. As far as creating music, I can't read based off music, but I could play the fuck out of a trombone. Yeah. So it is what it is. Some people rock with that trombone.
Reading
music. That's because my mom said, I don't know how your mind worked to read it. I was like,
it's really just math, son.
It's really just knowing this note is that. Yeah. You got to remember that note on that line is an A. That's a B sharp.
It's not as hard as it seems, but I grew up reading
Trouble Club, so my mind is really stuck on Trouble Club.
Bass, baby.
So when I tried to do the bass, I was like, I'm just mimic what you did.
It's just a couple lines over.
Like when we got new songs, they play it one time, I don't play. Mm-hmm. I sit there.
You're gonna feel it out, man.
Come around a second time. So I was playing like first trombone, second trombone, depending on who was sitting next to me.
Hey, what slide go? Right,
yeah,
right here.
I look at the slide. Okay.
Like 1, 2, 1, 2, 1. Okay, yeah, I get it. I got it.
Yeah.
You're playing 3, 4, 5. Okay, I got it.
But anyway, so that's that. I just had the briefest speaking there. So yeah, Power aired this week. I guess it's okay. We can talk about it now. I don't know.
It ain't no spoiler for me. I ain't really checking.
Everybody posted the same thing on Twitter. So,
oh, Crackhead Kenny.
You know.
Hey.
Kendrick Lamar, aka K Dot, aka Kendrick
Lamar Duckworth,
aka Kung Fu Kenny. What is he on this album? What was he on Damn?
Shit, he was regular Kendrick.
He went regular Kendrick. Now he's Crackhead Kenny. Or
Crackhead
Laces,
Kenny.
AKA Laces.
Laces, yeah.
All right. Hey, I gotta talk to him. Anyway, so
man, he's some beats by the pound joints, man. What's happening? It's your boy, man.
So anyway, he played the Crackhead on there.
He did, yeah.
And I was like, you know what's so funny? I wanted to say, everybody who has like these moments in acting always come from them being a crackhead. Because Halle Berry, when she was a crackhead.
Hey, Samuel Jackson.
Crackhead.
Dude. Yeah.
Chris Rock.
Crackhead.
We missed a couple though.
We missed a couple.
But it seems like the crackhead character is the one. I feel like he came out strong. It's like he came out with
that's gonna show his range early on. Cause like, did you peep the interviews about it though? Like, no. He's like, you know, he's like, this is something he's been interested in for a while. Yeah.
Oh no, I can tell how his videos has been going.
So yeah, as long as he's not out here.
What's the one with Don Cheadle? What video that is?
Talking about DNA.
Yeah, Yeah, he was like excited with that because Don Cheadle was like, yeah, he called me literally almost a day before. I was like, you gotta learn his lines.
What? Hey man, also
Don Cheadle said he was like, wait, what?
Yeah. Hey, also random shit. I like really hope this like kind of brings back rap movies because I'm kind of missing that, bro. Like that whole what's up, bro?
You're missing rap movies, right? Mm-hmm. Okay, so we had Baller Blocking.
That's yeah, the Hot Boys.
We had Hot
Choices, 3-6 Mafia joint. Stay Private.
I Got the Hook Up too. We had About It.
Yeah, About It and Still About It.
There's
a Still About It. Currency was actually in that. Yeah, he was in there for like Shantae. 5 minutes.
Shantae. I know you wasn't in no.
He was. He was, bruh, he was in that bit, in the drop top joint, you know. Look, he was a goon in the movie, dog. Believe it or not, man. He was a henchman.
Anyway.
Yeah, bruh.
Okay, so what movie are we gonna have? Who's the
Duggar? I would like to see a TDE movie about some kind of struggle. Some kind of struggle.
ES Tales? That would make a good movie.
Actually,
or like if he extended Out of Sight, Out of Mind, if that was a whole movie.
Like Good Kid, Mad City by itself could be a movie.
Definitely, that could be a movie.
We need that. But we need that in the culture again.
Young Thug and Uzi Vert Step Brothers.
I honestly thought they would do goddamn Tu Wong Fu. You know what I'm saying? I don't know, bro.
What the Beagles playing?
Man, it's just the Three Amigos. I don't know. Nah, G, I don't know.
A Young Money movie would be all right.
A Young Money.
I feel like we need more Wayne.
Where's my mama? I'm out of my lima bean. Come on, man.
Why do you keep bringing up that line like this? It's hottest line.
Because it is.
And I say it. Where's my mom? I'm out of my lima bean. Is your hottest line? Get up out of here.
Oh, man. But nah.
Well, they got the Diamonds in the Dirt film coming out.
Diamonds in the Dirt.
That's supposed to be about Baton
Rouge. Oh, yeah.
I think it is
like a documentary. Yeah, and about that 808 sound.
And doing the Katrina thing.
Yeah, that Katrina babies.
Katrina.
Buck.
Not no bullshit Katrina.
Buck, if you're out here listening, man, look, we waiting for that. You know what I'm saying?
How about P and Baby Cole?
What? Don't be beefing for son. I feel like I really feel like KL got the answers because like that's what I'm saying. But this is the thing. Like how are y'all so close in proximity with each other and never worked with each other
because,
over like a?
Okay, this is my personal opinion.
Go ahead.
I've always said, and I got this from just high school experience. Mm-hmm. Even in high school, when they kind of both were kind of at the, it was like a cash money, no limit thing, kind of, you know, the spotlight was on the ones. It was always, you had the group of people that there was really no limit people, and then you had the cash money people. Mm-hmm. I just felt like that's just how it was. When I was growing up, I never really entertained beef. So I never really looked at it like, oh, they beefing. I was just like, but then I was like, I guess they really are beefing.
And then, it's crazy, bro.
Because I forgot about the songs. Like, when you go back and make playlists, and you be like, damn, them niggas really didn't like each other. Them niggas really, because when I was younger, you're young. You're just happy to see people you see in the mall TV. I was like, ooh, look at them on TV.
Hey, look. Yeah. Look on
like, for me, with No Limit, I never liked it as a whole label.
Mm-hmm.
It was like, I like Mia X, I like Mac,
mm-hmm.
I like Fiend.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was like, this was Mystical.
Yeah.
I was like,
Shake it.
Chill. It was, so I don't know, like, with the No Limit Cash Money beef, I don't understand it.
All right.
I don't understand it. I'm about to watch your video.
Yeah, man.
I never did understand that beef. Like, that
me neither, bro. Super. Like, and then like the closest thing we ever got to a collab, there was like that Niggas in Trouble. It was like BG and Mac. That's the only thing I might have heard from.
I really think that, okay, so we gonna end this. I mean, this is gonna end our podcast on.
Mm-hmm.
Our little ketchup podcast.
Ketchup packets.
So what is McCarty ketchup?
Hey man, you need to find a fire picture of some ketchup.
Yeah, we always get the name from like that. I gotta remember ketchup.
Remember, we need Heinz ketchup font. Yeah. Okay.
I gotta find it. All right. I'm gonna do it. I got it. So, I just feel like,
Bobby, what up,
like
Hope?
I said, so you're gonna be one or the other. I've never met one person who like them equally. They always like one more than the other.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm gonna ask you: are you a No Limit baby? Or are you a Cash Money?
Bro, you probably won't believe it
because you're not from New Orleans.
Yeah, you probably won't believe it, bro. I was a No Limit baby for real.
I believe it.
Like, cause like, okay, like
a lot of Central Northern Louisiana people are No Limit.
Yeah,
for whatever I read that is.
So like, man, my introduction to them was like literally the I Got the Hookup soundtrack. My sisters and them, like Kendra and them, they had all the Silk the Shock albums, bruh. But no, Silk was hot back then, bruh. Like, he had the joke with Maya.
You don't tell nobody that.
But yo,
you keep to yourself.
And then I had, and then personally, I had Ghetto D. I had,
Ghetto D.
Yeah, they had, The Last Dime was hard. And you know what I'm saying? Like, I was just a fan.
I'm so sick.
Lord. But
for me,
I was No Limit, yeah.
I was a Cash Money B.
Come on.
Believe it or not, as big of a Lil Wayne fan as I am, I could not stand Lil Wayne. I'm gonna tell you why.
Yeah.
When Lil Wayne first came out, when they were hot, and they first came out,
mm-hmm.
Lil Wayne was going through puberty, and that voice.
Hey, it sounded like a mosquito.
I couldn't take it. I remember when they were saying the Block Is Hot was coming out. I was like, we gotta listen to that voice the whole album. I literally didn't start liking the Block Is Hot probably like till 2 8.
Ain't got no suits because we ain't trying to be president.
I was like a Turk. You couldn't tell me shit about Son, Turk.
I wish and Turk was no like, further.
They was like, that's why you so ignorant now, because he was the most ignorant one. I was like, dead people were asleep.
Young and thuggin.
He was killing somebody on every verse.
Yeah.
Somebody died in every verse.
Even if it was about bitches,
somebody died in a verse.
Yeah.
But I was a Cash Money person because for me, it was more of a, like I said, like I started at No Limit with Nia X, and I Love Me Some Fiend, and then I loved that. So it was like, it was one of those things where I started there, but for some reason for me, the connection wasn't there. But then when the Hot Boys came out, the stuff they was talking about, the way it was presented, just the whole Cash, I think that's why, to me, I would say that's why Cash Money kind of went further, because the presentation-wise.
The presentation?
From the city, it looked like, these people look like me.
Yeah.
Those people are me. That's my cousin. They look like, that could be my uncle.
Yeah, yeah.
That's how I looked at Cash Money. So they always look more attainable.
And then, you gotta think about it too, though.
He don't really look like me.
Yeah, you gotta think about it. They kind of blew up in Cali, then brought it back to the city. You know what
so
I'm saying?
So I just feel like I think that's why you have more of a Cash Money thing, and then the way
was really in the hood,
Cash Money came out on some, like, they was always on some fuck shit. Like, it was always some shits when they came out.
Even with early Cash Money, you and that V.
What did Mystical do to y'all like that? Like,
me don't know. We don't know what they did.
The chorus is really Mystical, you a hoe.
Pretty much.
That's the chorus.
Pretty much.
Like, that's early Cash Money. That's early.
You know what? Them niggas was staying in some beef, because wasn't Juvie and Jubilee on some bounce beef back in the G2?
But I think that might have been before Juvenile got on.
Okay. Because I be forgetting Juvie older than all of them niggas.
Oh, what is dirt? Let me stop.
I just
feel like it just was a situation where. And to say that, I say that to say, because I don't care, we gonna end it like this, and this is how, because I know he not gonna disagree with me.
About what?
I say all that to say that the reason why they're so influential, look at Wayne's influence. There's not very many rappers that he has not influenced that's out right now. And some of them are older than him. So that's, I'm gonna keep it 100. Right. Like, and some, it's, but to, that's why I fight so hard for your favorite rapper, Canelo. My favorite rapper is the GOAT, and I'm not trying to hear past that. Like, you have a person, Tyler really said, I didn't like this man, but he looked like him.
Right.
Like,
it's all right.
He came out looking like the weird Wayne.
Yeah, he influenced him in some form or fashion. You ain't gotta like nobody to admire him, though, bro. You ain't gotta like the music.
That's crazy to me, though. You know, what was it? Carter 3 just made 10?
Yeah.
And they put the baby. Everybody had the baby pictures. Yeah. Like, so many rappers had the Lil Wayne. Like, I didn't realize he influenced so many
you know that.
Rappers. And I think that's just why the whole Cash Money always kind of had that one up, because it was just something about them that was like, I could be them.
Yeah.
But they're showing me that I could do something. Well, I'm not trying to be.
Yeah, I mean, you know,
everybody but baby, it's just a slight disagreement. Why y'all kept quiet?
Mm-hmm.
Slim, just as I heard, Slim worse than baby.
He don't ever talk. That's the scary part.
They say don't nothing move in Cash Money without Slim's approval. It's just that baby's the face.
Yeah, baby's the face. slim the muscle. But, you know, I don't know, Brett. I mean, I rock with both sides at the end of the day. I was just kind of a little bit more. It wasn't the whole cash money. I just like Juvie and BG for real, though.
No Limit.
Where?
Cleveland, Ohio.
It's that real. Is weird it's as hell.
Real. It's real.
That is random.
It's so real.
Really?
Yeah. I thought that was weird. Like, I mean, like fame, money, but they like, No Limit, like they, like.
They really, like weird. People. They kind of like them in Oakland too, though. Yeah, but, so but he kind of blew up out
there.
That's
happening. That makes sense. Yeah. So, speaking of, maybe we come back 400.
Oh, what you mean? Oh, we got a lot.
She gonna be out here.
Oh, well, she about to wear like three red bandanas on the next podcast.
Friday for Friday, I'm gonna be in that bed.
Oh, that's Friday. Hey, don't sleep. Friday, don't sleep. Astro World this weekend too.
I'm not a Travis Scott fan.
Nah, bro.
I'm not.
Astro World. It's coming. It's going down, bro.
Let me say when I find out I'm a Travis Scott fan. When the last album drop, I said, "Well, this ain't for me."
Nah, man. Nah, son. Nah. This gonna be the one right here. I feel it, bro. I feel it.
Well, in my spirit. Because I'm gonna be in Bloodland.
Love. See, because
under my bees.
Because of affiliations, I don't want to discuss. I kind of have.
This for B.
Name for Power Rubra.
Name for Power Rubra. This for B.
Yeah, because of affiliations, I don't want to discuss. You know what I'm saying? I'm not really gonna get too much into it, but success to that young man,
right,
bro.
Yeah, yeah. This beef. Because you know first, I had my little red bandana on Sunday. People's eyeballing. Baby, this is a bandana. Come down here, gangs in New Orleans. Calm yourselves down.
Yes, sir. And shit, so, that's how we go. Hey,
big bang, take no one. But this has been an AO show. You
heard
me.
Hell yeah.
We just got to catch up as episodes. So we just kind of, you know, was chilling on this one.
Yeah.
Hopefully I get, well, no, I'm not going to be unbooked and busy. But we got to figure it out. Yeah, so we can come back a little more often.
Yeah, man. You know, we just got to figure this life thing out, y'all. Life is crazy, bro. Y'all
see,
pay for the
boy.
This
is what happens, y'all. Life happens to me. And then life unhappened to me. And then life happened to him.
Hey, bro.
So we be waiting on each other.
So we gonna get it right, y'all. We promise, man. Just keep listening.
You got to take the test
again? Keep supporting. I pray to God I don't, because I get my results next Friday.
Pray for
so
y'all.
on the next podcast.
Okay, that's what we're gonna see.
I'm praying Ja Rule living it up in the background if if I get that up.
And I'm gonna be on here trying to crip walk.
But you a blood dude.
Cause I like OT.
Greatest crip walking of all time, by the way.
Like OT make you forget that that's crip walking, like
damn, that shit tight. I'll be a crip.
You know what? Speaking of crips.
Love.
I didn't realize the type of career that Dave East had. It was like, son was a basketball star, dropped out, became a crip and a rapper. Like, he
touched all bases.
But we'll see you guys later.
Yeah, be this cool, you heard me?
Busy Allie B.
Yeah, yeah, and your boys eat the kid, the wig, all that there. You heard me? Y'all be cool. Blah!
This is the AO show. It's the AO, AO show. This is just my yayo flow, is a yo show, is a yo show. And this is just my yayo flow.